Donegal recorded one of their most notable victories ever as they defeated a fancied Kerry side by 5-14 to 3-16 in Division 2 of the Alliance National Hurling League at a windy O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. This was an historic occasion insofar as it was the first ever meeting between the two sides. Kerry are used to playing at a higher level than Donegal and were firm favourites going into this game. But make no mistake about it, Donegal were fully deserving winners, and this result leaves them in a good position to retain Division 2 status, which is the aim, having been promoted last season. At half-time, Kerry led by 110 to 2-1, and nobody could have foreseen what was to come after the break. Early points from Shane Nolan and a brace of frees from Shane Conway propelled Kerry into an early three-point lead in the first half. Conor Gartland then fended off several Kerry challenges as he surged forward to find the net for Donegal and bring them right back into the game on 10 minutes. Oisin Monsell got the Kerry goal in the first half to put them 1-6 to a goal up, and although Donegal got a second goal through Liam McKinney, Kerry had a six-point advantage at the break, although they did lose full forward Shane Conway through injury. Donegal really turned it on in the second half and in the end won by 4 points. Substitute Peter Kelly got a third goal for the hosts at the start of the second half, and that was a real tonic. They then picked off the scores, and a point from substitute Conor O'Grady brought the sides level for the first time midway through the second half. Briefly, Kerry restored their lead, but Donegal drew level again through a long-range free from Luke White. And then Donegal took the lead for the first time thanks to a Liam McKinney score. The confidence was growing and the points flowed. With 10 minutes left, Tom Doyle got Kerry's second goal to leave it all square. Donegal 3-12, Kerry 2-15. But Donegal then enjoyed a purple patch and two goals in quick succession from Liam McKinney and substitute Rory Campbell in the final quarter gave them a six-point advantage. Ronan Walsh got a goal in injury time for Kerry, but it was too little, too late, and Donegal emerged victorious on a final scoreline of 5-14 to 3-16. It was a truly memorable day for Donegal hurling.